You just heard Greg Pfeiffer say this.
Medvedev.
Once again.
Medvedev.
That's M-E-D.
V-E-D.
E-V.
Medvedev.
Medvedev.
Or something like that.
A new name appears on the international stage, and off go the alarm bells. And this one's a pretty tough one. I mean, maybe no Mahmoud Ahmadinejad or Kurbanguly Berdimuhamedov, my favorite Turkmen president. But it does have that funny little sound in the middle, Robert, and it's a combination of sounds that don't flow naturally to a non-Russian speaker.
A non-Russian speaker, such as Democratic would-be nominee Hillary Clinton.
Whatever. And now a better try from Edward Lucas at MSNBC, who went for the simple Yankee version.
Dmitry Medvedev.
Then there's the MSNBC reporter Jim Maceda's more Slavic slant on the name of the new Russian leader.
Dmitry Medvedev.
And here's CBS's Elizabeth Palmer with a slightly different variation.
Medvedev.
Well, we think it's time for an expert consultation here. So we've called in Lida Ukaderova, who teaches Russian literature at George Washington University. Okay, how do you say the name of the Russian president-elect?
Medvedev.
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 Now, there are three vowels in this name. Are they all pronounced the same?
I would say very similarly, yeah. They're all very strong, yeah. Exactly.
But it's yeah, not a.
It's yeah, yeah. Russian sound. There is a sound and yeah sound, and I think there is no yeah sound in American, and that's why it's maybe difficult.
Again?
Medvedev.
Medvedev.
Actually, the first E after M, the first E, it's very quick and it's almost like an E, Medvedev.
Well, Lida Ukaderova, thank you very much for this
thank you.
Lesson in pronouncing the name of the new Russian president.
Which is, one more time?
Medvedev.